For KBIA in Columbia, I'm Trevor Hook. Missouri's rate of new coronavirus cases is ticking upward after months of decline. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports that the state's coronavirus infection rate has tumbled since the fall, when Missouri hit a peak 7-day average of 4,723 new confirmed cases on November 20th. The average fell as low as 343 on March 6th, but has since edged upwards to 395 on Friday. Dr. Sriram Visa, chief medical officer at SSM Health DePaul Hospital, described it as a, quote, vulnerable time. A task force appointed to examine concerns about a St. Louis jail is urging the city to create an independent oversight board to help oversee the lockup. Task force leaders shared the group's findings with Mayor Lyda Crewson on Friday. Its chairman, the Reverend Daryl Gray, called the creation of an oversight board a, quote, urgent priority. Inmate frustration at the downtown City Justice Center boiled over in the pre-dawn hours of February 6th, when 117 inmates got out of their cells, smashed windows, set fires, and tossed chairs and other items through the broken glass into the street four stories below. It was the third violent uprising since December. U.S. Senator Roy Blunt says he has no regrets about foregoing a run for a third term in office. In an interview Friday morning with St. Louis Public Radio, Blunt says his decision not to run gives him a chance to hunker down over the next 2 years and focus on being effective in the Senate. As a member of the Senate Appropriations Committee, Blunt has major sway over funding health and economic development initiatives. With a potentially crowded race for a seat in 2022, Blunt says he hopes whoever replaces him is willing to work with other members of Congress.
I think it was a mistake about a decade ago when we began to have more and more candidates say, if you elect me, I won't settle for anything less than exactly what I want.
In addition to more than two decades in the U.S. House and Senate, Blunt also served as Missouri Secretary of State and Greene County Clerk. The University of Missouri has settled a collection of personal injury and false advertising claims over knee surgeries for $16.2 million in what appears to be one of the largest public payouts in recent years. The 22 plaintiffs, a handful of whom were minors, filed suits from 2018 through 2020 over biojoint surgeries pioneered by two university employees, orthopedic surgeon Dr. James Stannard and veterinarian Dr. James Cook. Some plaintiffs alleged in court documents that the procedure was sold to them as a way to avoid a traditional artificial knee replacement. I'm Trevor Hook, KBIA News, Columbia.